This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended yesterday. Polling for this phase will be held in 43 constituencies tomorrow. Star campaigners of both NDA and India Bloc made the last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favor of their party candidates. Meanwhile, the polling teams have been dispatched to their stations from yesterday. Chief Electoral Officer K. Ravi Kumar said that the polling parties have been sent to 225 polling stations in the sensitive districts of West Singhbhum, Letehar, Lohardaga, Gadwa and Gumla. To support this, Indian Air Force helicopters have been used to transport the polling officials safely. Jharkhand Chief Electoral Officer has suspended Under Secretary Sanjay Kumar Srivastav following the violation of the Model Code of Conduct. Voting on the second phase in the state shall take place for the 38 seats on the 20th of this month. Campaigning also concluded for bypass to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat yesterday. Bypolls will be held on tomorrow for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides the assembly bypolls, it will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat and Meghalaya. In Maharashtra, political parties have revamped up the efforts with the rallies to road shows to secure the voters' support for assembly polls. Voting in the state for all the 288 constituencies will be held on the 20th of this month. Meanwhile, the BJP has urged the Election Commission to take action against the Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, alleging that he has once again attempted to spread the falsehood regarding the Maharashtra assembly polls. The ruling party called the polling panel to act against the Congress MP for the gross violation of the Model Code of Conduct, referring the section of speech in Mumbai last week. A BJP delegation led to the senior party leader Arjun Ram Meghwal met the chief election commissioner in this regard and urged to file an FIR against the Congress leader. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday hosted a dinner in New Delhi to welcome the newly sworn in Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, former CJI Dr. Justice D.Y. Chandrachud and other dignitaries, including the judges of the Supreme Court and Chief Justices of the High Court, also attended the dinner. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will inaugurate a two-day national workshop on higher and technical education with the secretaries of the states and union territories today. The workshop aims to disseminate the various approaches and methodologies to implement the National Education Policy 2020 and effectively articulate the roadmap and implementation strategies. It also focuses on fostering the knowledge exchange and providing the common platform to all the stakeholders for ensuring effective and smooth implementation of the NEP 2020. The workshop will encourage the NEP's adoption in state institutions, paving the way for more robust, inclusive and globally competitive education system across the country. A high-level committee under the chairmanship of the Union Hope Minister, Amit Shah, has approved 3 projects for around 726 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, Odisha and West Bengal. These projects have been approved under the expansion and modernization of fire services in the states. The Home Ministry in a statement said that the committee has approved around 148 crore rupees for Chhattisgarh, 201 crore rupees for Odisha and nearly 377 crore rupees for West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, the army has launched recruitment drive aimed at providing opportunities for young men across the districts at the Kashmir region to join the territorial army. The drive has begun on the 8th of this month from Baramulla, Kupwara, and the Srinagar districts is also covering the aspirants from the districts in the Jammu region. President-elect Donald Trump announced Elias Stefanik as the U.S. permanent representative of the United Nations at a cabinet level. The appointment of Stefanik, from whom Mr. Trump called the incredibly strong, tough and smart America first fighter, sets the stage in the resurrection of the confrontation of the UN. And that is the end of this news bulletin.